Hi, I'm Lucas James.
And I'm Jordan Ross.
And I'm AJ Quesada.
And we're the co-hosts of How to Scale an Agency. After scaling our own agencies to over $185,000 per month in sales and working with agencies doing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue like Hawk Media and Neil Patel, we've made this show to interview the top digital marketing agency owners and highlight the fastest ways to scale your agency.
If you would like to join a community of like-minded agency owners and scale your business while doing so, go to 8figureagency.co/call to explore options on how we can help you scale your agency. Agency owners, welcome back to How to Scale an Agency. I'm your host, Jordan Ross, and today we have a really dope conversation. We got Samuel, the founder of Cinemepic. He is a founder based in Italy. He speaks multiple languages, and he has a great story, right? In 5 months, he's added 50K in average monthly revenue to his agency. In 45 days, he had added 25K in monthly average net new revenue. And we're going to talk about the journey that took his business above or at or above 100K in average monthly revenue. So Sam, welcome to the pod. Thanks for coming on. For those of us that are listening that don't know you, who is Samuel? What is Cinemepic? And we'll start there.
Thanks for having me. I'm Samuel. I'm from Italy, actually a northern part of Italy. And we speak German where we live and not actually Italian. Italian is our second language. And I run an agency called Cinemepic. And we started out as a video production company. And now we're trying to position, or we get into the position of premium video marketing. We're helping local businesses, hotels, and medium-sized businesses generate leads, generate more candidates for their open jobs, and help them with all around with their marketing, always through the channel of video and performance ads.
And we're going to tell the story of that, right? Because when we met, you already said it, you were a video production company. Now you're something different. So for those of you listening, Sam's one of our success stories, right? When we met, he was running a video production company. Now he's doing something a little bit more unique. And when we met, he was doing 30 to 50,000 per month on average. And now he's doing about 100. So let's start from where we met. So we met in August, but we actually started working with you in, I believe, September. And we actually kicked off consulting in late October. So our first full month was November. So where were you when we met? You're doing about 30 to 50K a month. Why were you stuck? Why'd you reach out to ADF at that point?
So we were basically living on projects. Like every video production company was always doing projects, and we were kind of good selling projects. But I knew from the get-go that we wanted to provide our clients with solutions and not just with pretty videos. And right at the time where we started, we actually decided to move into video marketing and start a social media performance branch in our company. And so it was a really good fit because that was something new for us. We knew that our videos can provide results if they are used correctly. And so that was like the big transformation was from being a video production company to now being a video marketing company that generates results for clients on a consistent basis.
Brilliant. So let's go back to, you know, Q3 of last year. When we meet, you're stuck for a few reasons, right? You guys are only growing if you're selling projects. If you don't sell projects, there's no recurring revenue, right? And on fulfillment, I remember your brother was doing so much, right? Like he was working so hard. So let's go back to that first month or two. I know you're working with our consultants, Jerry. What were some of the initial things we did with you that led to some of that initial growth? Like, let's talk through the operations and the repositioning.
Yeah, like as you said, we were really fulfillment constrained and not that much sales constrained because we had a good product already, but we were always stuck in fulfillment. Like we didn't have a clear process, a clear workflow and nothing. And right from the get-go, the first thing we did is map out the whole process, like really step by step. What happens if we sign a client? How do we analyze the goal of the client? How do we onboard it? How do we set up the concept for the videos? How do we shoot them? How do we edit them? How do we deliver them? And all of those steps in between. And that was like a real big game changer already, because it gave us so much clarity on the process. Also, while we were doing that, we already improved the process because we had a real good look at, for the first time, how everything was doing. And yeah, mapping out the process, that was the first big move that we did.
Awesome. Which makes sense, right? We start out, we map the process, and we take it from there. So once we did that, we map out the process. What happens secondly?
Yeah, we also defined all the rules more clearly because we didn't really have defined rules. And then what happened next was to create SOPs for every step, like really make a document and a video tutorial for every step on how it should be done correctly, so that everybody on the team knows how to do stuff always and what's the best method to do.
Let me ask you about that real quick, because not everything could be made, especially in video production, not everything could be made with an SOP, right? So how long did it take you to like build trainings too, right? So were you building trainings as well as SOPs in that phase?
Yeah, so we tried to break everything down at least on a high level on into SOPs, but then we also created tons of video training, like just me talking through how to do stuff, showing everything on screen, and recorded that and included that also into our project management software so everybody can look at it. But what I found more important even was training the team like in real life, because everybody is in the same office. So that's sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing, but to like get everybody on track on how to do stuff, we can do training here really effectively. But we needed to get it clear in our head how to train them and what actually is the process on how to do it correctly. And once we had that clarity, we then could move much, much better in training.
So we meet you. Mm-hmm. You guys are working hard. You're doing too much. You're project-based. We then map out the process, define roles, start building SOPs, and then we start to train our talent. You're able to train better and faster because everything's mapped out. You understand it better, right? Because a lot of times it's you're too close to it to see, because as when you build a skill, video or editing, you just do it naturally. So by mapping it out, it gives you more clarity. You start to train in person. Was there anything that's worth sharing, or was it just normal training? You're just going through the process and you're just spending the time.
No, I think what's worth sharing is getting the feedback from the team and improving the process on the go. And that's something I also want to keep doing. And actually, I was on a call with Jerry just 30 minutes ago, and we decided to have a monthly process efficiency review with everybody. And I think that's great. So we can look through the process and really get the whole team on the let's improve the process movement. So that's something I really like now.
One of the hardest things as an agency owner is building a team that can actually execute without needing you, can deliver results that you could trust to learn things fast and deliver every single time. The reality though, most of us can't afford top tier talent, and even those of us who can afford top tier talent doesn't know how to get the best talent to work for us. That's why I built the 8-figure funnel. I've been able to hire over 6 8-figure COOs and convince them to come work for me to help my clients grow. Guys that have already been there and done that, that have run 20, 30, 50, $80 million a year companies working for someone who's not even 30 years old.
I put this all into a simple ebook so you can do exactly the same thing. If you want access to this ebook, go to eightfigureagency.co/value and grab one of my best pieces of free content that I've ever released today. Hey there, this is Jordan Ross, your host of How to Scale an Agency, and thank you so much for listening. If this podcast has given you any value, if you listen to it weekly or you're just tuning in on a blue moon, please like and subscribe and give us a good review. Reviews are the easiest way that we can help other agency owners expand their information, their knowledge, and grow their companies, which is why we do this. We do this to help each and every one of you make business growth simpler. So, like I've said, if you've received value, we do not promote our podcasts any other way except through word of mouth. We don't have sponsors because we want to keep this as high level for you as possible. If you could return just a little bit of a thank you back to us, we would so greatly appreciate it. Now, let's get back to the show.
So, first three, four steps. Map out the process, define the roles, make SOPs, make trainings, build a culture where you get feedback and you actually make things better as you do them. So you do all these things operationally. What did that lead to after that? So now you do all these things, the team's starting to get better, they're moving faster. Did you start to get time, and what'd you do with that time?
Two things happened. My brother, who is a co-founder with me, he got really out of the weeds because he was even more into the whole operations than I was. I was doing a lot of sales stuff and marketing stuff, but he was really in there and fulfillment and getting on shoots and even editing videos and stuff like that he should not have been doing. And what happened, we got him out. He now oversees all the projects, all the results we're getting for clients, has a look that everything is on track and everything gets done efficiently, and works on also improving process and products all the time. That was like a huge move for him, but also it freed up a lot of time for me, so I could focus on improving our marketing, improving our sales. We actually did a record month last month. I don't know if you know that. We made 500K in sales last month.
Woo! And guys, say that one more time.
That was kind of huge. And yeah, we did 500K in sales last month.
Let's quickly talk about that, because that's a huge win. Congratulations. So how did that happen? So you both got breathing room. You both got the ability to stop working in the business. So your brother's now working on the process. He's working with the team. You now get your time. You use that time to work on more sales, content, funnel, marketing. At what point did you introduce, because I want to get back to the 500K and how we got there, but what was it that you were doing that led to that growth?
Both things helped. Getting my brother out, so all the projects will move more efficiently, get done faster. We increase our capacity without increasing the team. That is great. So we can handle more projects and more clients. But also freeing up my time meant that I could focus on not having to sell to everybody, but to projects or clients that are more bigger or more have more leverage for us. And for sure, what we focused on was getting like year-long contracts for performance marketing and bigger video solution projects. I don't know if we should talk about our interactive videos, but last month we got a lot of bigger clients who are doing really like giant video projects. Yeah, I could focus on getting the clients that we want and not being dependent on selling to everybody just so that we have it going.
So because you freed up your time, this led to two things. This led to your brother getting out of the operation, starting to manage the operation. You guys increase your speed, increase your capacity without growing your team. And now you're making the business and the projects better, which allows you to start to change even like in video production alone, you're starting to change what you're offering. You free up your time working on bigger accounts, better accounts, year-long contracts. And it sounds like this is when you started to introduce the new offer. So this is when you started to introduce video marketing as well, correct?
Well, we introduced that like from the get-go, but you know, we had to get used to selling it. We had to be able to provide some kind of proof that we were doing that well, and getting also the sales process on that, because we're used to selling projects. We can do that all the time, but selling like retainers and year-long contracts is a big difference. So we had to move to make that move, and we're really nailing that down at the moment. So great.
So at the start of this, not only are we working on the operation and the workflow, simultaneously you're repositioning at the same time. So you're building video marketing at the same time. So you had said the way what you're selling in video production changed. So when you guys got time, what changed about your offer in video production when you now had more time? Because you just said it sounds like it's bigger, it's better. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we were used to selling like the typical, okay, this is your commercial or this is your company film, you know? But now we changed it to sell our video marketing offer, which is always some kind of videos specifically for the purpose to generate leads or get more employees, for example. And then after that, we start with the retainer, and we set up all the campaigns in Facebook, Instagram, and stuff like that, always using our videos that we introduced. So yeah, that's what changed. It's not always just one project, but it's project.
It sounds like the productions themselves. The video production part is similar. There's not so much different, but it's how you position it with the prospect or the client. It's how you're going to use this. So we reposition, we update offer. So we do all of this. Is there anything else now that actually led to, you know, you getting to 100K per month and last month having a 500K month? I mean, tell us, how did that stuff start to happen? Was there anything else you were doing outside of focusing on bigger sales, focusing on more accounts? Like what else happened?
We also have a software for interactive videos. And that's one of our packages that we sell to our clients. Like we call it digital consultants. And it's a kind of interconnection with different videos. It's almost like a video chat that our clients can implement on their website. And it's like a pre-qualification on the website to generate leads. And those are pretty big projects for us, but we now develop this into a white label service, so other filmmakers can sell the same projects that we do, sell those same offers that we do to their clients, and we just provide them with the tool. And that's getting a lot of traction right now in Germany. And yeah, pretty excited on that as well.
So what was the breakdown of the 500K? Like if you were to say this was video production, this was white label, this was our 12-month contracts, what was the scope of that 500K?
Yeah, it was around 200K was year-long contracts and 50K, I guess. Yeah, 50K around was the white label because we're starting with that, but we did really good in this month, and the rest was video productions, but actually not that many video productions, but big ones, and that's always good.
So it seems like 200 and fit. So half of that's recurring revenue, the other half is new deals, and those video productions will then turn into retainers for you as well. Yeah.
Yeah, they're connected with the year contracts, so most of the time.
So you did 500K. What do you expect? Is that this month and at the time recording, or that's last month?
That's last month, yeah.
How sustainable do you think that's going to be? How do you think that's going to change? Like, what do you think the next 3-6 months is going to be for your business?
We were always aiming sales side. We were aiming on 250K plus because it's... we don't necessarily want to grow the team immensely. You know, as we said, we were always pretty good at sales, and now we're nailing the year contract sales. And we don't actually want to sustain all months like this. But what this will help really is increase the MRR, and that's one of our great goals at the moment, to have like really consistent good MRR, get to 100, 120, 150K MRR, and add the project revenue on.
I love that. So it's like we want to get to 250K and then hang out there for a little bit, right? Maximize our lifestyle, maximize our enjoyment, right? So it's, you're not pursuing money for the sake of money. You're pursuing it. I think of a bell curve, like how much money you make, how much happiness you have. And like, you've kind of found a nice peak. We're going to get to 250K. I mean, you did 500K. So now it's like, we're going to stay at 250 for a little bit or maybe a while to enjoy this, right? So I love that for you guys.
I want that, and also for the whole team, because we are a local team. We're all here. We're all friends. We're hanging out at the office. We're having a great time, and I want everybody to grow together and to be happy here. So that's for sure.
I love that. So let me ask you, we're winding down towards the end of the conversation. You guys went from 30 to 50K a month to 500K months, right? In just 5.5 months, like in a very short period of time, this is one of the biggest success stories we've seen come out of ADAP. So congratulations. Was there anything else that's worth sharing that actually allowed this to happen? Or was it those 7 points that we shared?
Those were the major points. And I got to say that on every call, we like get one huge problem out of the way. Like it's those weekly calls, they are just amazing every time. Like always, I come prepared with some questions, some issues, and we move so quickly. Like we get everything out of the way, we get everything sorted really quickly, and that's just amazing.
You know, through the partnership, you're able to work with an 8-figure executive, and just every week, just keep the ball moving forward, right? Keep the momentum up, keep it the momentum high. Now that we have the right offer, we could do 12-month contracts. We are building a better operation. We have our time. We now focus on bigger accounts. And as long as we keep solving things and making things better, we're going to be fine. So Sam, congratulations on your success in just 5.5 months, right? Really changing your entire business, changing your entire life, because you guys just took a vacation too, right? You weren't able to take a vacation before, is that correct?
Yeah, we went to the US for 2 weeks, like me and my brother together, and that usually was pretty dangerous if we tried to do something like that, but it worked perfectly.
And the team executed well?
Yeah, they were doing amazing.
Amazing. So you took time off, had a great vacation, you're making more money. If someone wants to learn about you or, you know, check out your business, where could they learn about you or your company?
They can go to cinemepic.com. We are actually launching a new website pretty soon, like next week, I hope. And they can check us out. And the new website will also be in English. The old one is just in German. So they would need to translate. Yeah.
Brilliant. And guys, that's cinemepic.com. And guys, Sam had a major success, right? He went from unable to grow, being stuck in the operation, not having time, being hit, his brother specifically, really stressed because he's overworked, to a lot of profit, a lot of new opportunity, the freedom to travel and enjoy themselves. This is what I say, you know, build the dream, not a prison. You guys are building the dream. You're really doing it. So Samuel, congratulations. And if you're listening and you're thinking about how you're not living the best business and best life you can, this can be you next. Go to 8figureagency.co/call to book a call with us to learn how this can become you. Samuel, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll be chatting soon. Cheers. Thank you for listening to this episode of How to Scale an Agency. It would mean the world if you could like, subscribe, and comment on this podcast so more people can find it organically, or share it with a friend. If you're looking to scale your agency and you need help, you're looking for a true partner, go to 8figureagency.co/call.
My business has been built on becoming fiduciaries for other companies. We are going to be your partner, where I will bring in my 8-figure talent to help you grow working side by side. If you need help with that, go to 8figureagency.co/call or like, share, subscribe to the pod. Thank you so much. I'll catch you on the next episode.